Weekly, we've been focusing on the work of area organizations and individuals advancing inclusion and equity in our community. It's a must listen. Again, all of our interviews we podcast in the afternoon, so make sure that you tell a friend. This morning, we welcome you, Vanessa Gutierrez, a DACA recipient who lives in Holland, Michigan. A formal hello to you, Vanessa.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Good that you are here. Young professional advocate in your community, secretary of the board of directors at Lighthouse Immigrant Advocates. So I know you're busy with a timely topic. Joining the discussion, WGVU grant writer Steve Chappell, project director of WGVU's grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation in the area of racial equity as well. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, Shelley. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning to all of our listeners. Just a very quick overview of our W.K. Kellogg grant under racial equity for those that have not heard about it. For the past 2 years, we've been working by producing programs for radio and television under the Mutually Inclusive brand, also engaging and partnering with a host of organizations in the community through events to bring a face and a voice to those issues and individuals that normally are not talked about, but that we serve all residents of this area, and issues, barriers, inequities that we want to address to create awareness and hopefully mobilize people to correct some of those inequities. So toward that, we invited Vanessa on to help educate us about the DACA program.
Let's start there. Tell us about the DACA program, Vanessa.
The DACA program is it stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It is a program for children that were brought into the country and were either undocumented or, you know, if they arrived, they entered the country illegally, or if they arrived, you know, with a visa, then their visa expired. So then they go into this status. So the program has been in existence since 2012. When President Obama announced the executive action June 15, 2012. And then later that fall was when the first applicants were able to apply for this program. Mm-hmm. And the program allows these young adults, young students to get a protection from deferred action through deferred action, meaning that they would not be at risk of being arrested and deported. And then it allows them to obtain a work authorization, meaning that they can apply, you know, for work or, you know, continue on in their studies in college.
How does Lighthouse Immigrant Advocates work?
So Lighthouse Immigrant Advocates is a nonprofit organization in Holland, and it provides quality legal services to the immigrants and refugees in the West Michigan community. And so there's various programs that help families apply to adjust their status through Lighthouse, and it's a really great team of attorneys there.
Thank you for that. You included bringing in my colleague Mariano Avila regarding this conversation, WGVU Inclusion Reporter. What question do you have for Vanessa for our audience?
Well, I think this is affecting people in very different ways. I'm always curious about the makeup of our Latino population seems somewhat difficult to track, mm-hmm. from, you know, from my perspective anyway. So what are you hearing? What are some of the things that are affecting our community in particular?
In West Michigan, you have a lot of families that have mixed status. You'll have, you know, young adults or students that have DACA, and then you'll have maybe, you know, parents that have an undocumented status. And then you have, you mix in, you know, siblings that are American citizens or that family members that are able to adjust and to receive, like, you know, permanent residency and eventually citizenship. So when you have a mixed status family, like I do. I have DACA myself, and it can be a lot of times filled with anxiety, hearing reports of ICE coming into the community. Even though I have protection currently, some of my family members do not. So it affects me as a, you know, young professional being able to work legally and do everything right, you know. However, in the back of my mind, I you know, struggle with my productivity, with my, you know, my health because of all this stress happening. So in our community, there's a lot of brilliant, you know, DACA recipients that have graduated from colleges and have started careers, have, you know, families, and have just become ingrained in our culture. However, there is this uneasiness because it's, you know, now that it was announced that the program is canceled. So now we're on this really, really tight timeline of having a type of legislation to be passed. So to have a permanent solution so that there isn't, we're not kind of back and forth, you know, with, you know, with our lives being disrupted. So that is the most current pressing issue in, mm-hmm. in our community and with DACA right now.
Thank you. Steve Chappell?
Well, I think the point must be made, as we were talking earlier, mm-hmm. that in your case, and many other cases, this is the only country, the only home that you've ever known.
Yes.
You came here very, very young.
Yes.
So this is your country. Your family's been contributing, you know, creating contributions to the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
So without the DACA status, there are a lot of opportunities that you do not have that
Correct.
DACA brings. Can you talk a little bit about just before you got DACA status,
yes.
what you were not able to take advantage of,
right.
education and so forth,
mm-hmm.
and then what DACA does provide?
Correct. Yes. So before DACA, you know, at the age of 16, 17 years old, you know, you think about as a young student of the path, you know, that you're going to take. And for a lot of students, it is, you know, going off to college, getting their driver's license, maybe having a summertime job in between. And all of those opportunities were not available to me as I found out through my family that we were undocumented. So it was a very hard time in my life because I, you know, was seeking answers. I was going to my guidance counselor, and at that time in 2007, 2008, there weren't a lot of resources, and a lot of the community was still in the shadows and was not coming forward as a very big difference from the movement now, you know, 10 years later, where there's a lot of support for students and young adults. So I, you know, all the doors, you know, closed on me, and I didn't know what to do. And when I was able to get DACA status, it has changed my life in a very positive way. I've been able to, you know, start working legally and no longer be at minimum wage. I've been able to open and, you know, build up my credit and have my have a bank account, have a driver's license, own a home, and pursue other educational opportunities.
Well, and I guess just from a, you know, humanistic standpoint, I guess the thing that I think of, mm-hmm. I was born in the United States, I'm a U.S. Mm-hmm. citizen. Had it been reversed, had I, with my family, for whatever reason, mm-hmm. had to move to another country under duress, or wanted to move for another country, the only home I ever known, and then all of a sudden to have the door slammed in my face or not have opportunities,
mm-hmm.
it really comes down to you were here at such a young age,
mm-hmm.
contributing to the country, growing up, making your friends and your home,
right.
and then not to have those opportunities. I think that you know, our listeners are learning something, as I am,
Correct.
With your sharing your story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mariano, I've got about 45 seconds for you.
Well, I guess my only question is, what can people do right now in our current climate to advocate for DACA?
I would say to contact our, you know, your local representative and really push for support for a DREAM type of act to be passed, to be, you know, brought up and voted for and eventually passed. That is the biggest need and relief that we could get at this moment.
Great. How do we find out more about your organization?
So you can contact Lighthouse Immigrant Advocates .org, and we are based in Holland, and we're also on Facebook.
Great. Thank you very much, Vanessa, for sharing your story with us. Steve?
Go to wgvu.org/mutuallyinclusive to hear all of our radio archive stories and our television, and stay tuned for more to come.
Thank you all. A weekly focus on the work of area organizations and individuals advancing inclusion here in our own backyard. Thanks to Vanessa Gutierrez, a DACA recipient, Mariana Avila, and Steve Chappell. Good day.